Macmillan Audio presents I Don't Want to Kill You by Dan Wells. Read for you by Kirby Hayborn. Prologue. I didn't know Jenny Zeller very well. Nobody did, really. I guess that's why she killed herself. I know she had friends, and I know she did a lot of stuff at school. When we were kids, she used to play unicorns with her friend on the playground at recess, which I remember only because I used to think her friend was cute. By middle school, her friend had moved away, and Jenny ran for student government. Not president, just one of the weird little ones like secretary or treasurer. Her campaign posters had cats on them, so I guess she liked cats. She didn't win. By high school, she'd gone off my radar completely. According to her obituary, she was fluent in American Sign Language, but that's not the kind of thing that makes people remember who you are. That's the kind of thing you read in an obituary and say, oh, huh. Her suicide in early July came as a shock to everyone. She didn't leave a note. She just went to bed one night, apparently a little more melancholy than usual, and the next morning her mom found her on the floor of her bathroom with her wrists slit wide open. And the thing is, I've seen a